It's Dallas, Small 105. They're here with the Griswolds. They're back for the first time in a couple of years. You just performed Nice to Meet You for the first time, acoustic.
We did.
The brand new single. It sounded lovely. If you want to hear that, you can just click a button that's going to be up here above the interview, which is fantastic. But thank you guys for being back. What were you doing with your time away? Not making music for us for a little bit there.
Well, to be honest, I was still making music. I started songwriting with some other people and building this whole catalog of fantastic, well, I don't know, I'm not going to use the word fantastic. Let's just use the word songs for other people. That was fun for a little bit. Yeah. And I'm still doing that. But
who have you gotten to write with over the past few years or months?
I am stoked to say I wrote a fantastic song with the beautiful Carly Rae Jepsen.
Mm. You may have heard of her.
Perhaps.
You may have heard of her. Yeah. Matt Mason.
Mm-hmm. Cringe just went to number one recently.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
I mean, it couldn't be more deserved. He's pretty much the best guy of all time.
Yeah, he's a very dope dude. You've been working with Morgan as well. You're playing Morgan, a show with tomorrow.
Yep, we wrote a song together, Dreamers, The Rex. I've just been having some fun.
A lot of the up-and-coming, very dope alternative bands you've been working with.
I mean, I love these guys. It's like this kind of mini family in Los Angeles because so many of these bands live there already, and why not? Why shouldn't we work together and make music? We should. It's just fun.
And you mentioned earlier before we were talking about a band from Alameda that you gave a lot of Taco Bell money to, Finish Ticket.
I mean, one of our first tours we ever did in America was with Finish Ticket, and we met those guys, and they're like the best dudes. We still keep in touch with them. And actually, Lucky, I think, is actually producing some of their stuff.
Work on some songs together.
Writing and producing.
Which is exciting.
Some of the new stuff that's coming out.
Some forthcoming stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is fun. Love those guys to bits.
Yeah, seriously. They're doing a headlining show here at Slim's in a couple of weeks, which is their official like homecoming. We're back.
Nice.
Yes. So it's a good crop of artists that are returning here in 2019. So far.
Nice.
Great news.
I like it. It's a good time to come back. 2019 just feels right. It's a harvest moon.
I know. It's Friday the 13th.
Friday
we're
the
talking
13th.
Tonight is a harvest moon.
It's correct. It's a perfect time to come back.
It's the first full moon on a Friday the 13th since the year 2000.
That is mega spooky.
Wow.
It is going to get creepy as
I'm
heck
all about
tonight.
It.
So
I
get
feel
your crystals out.
Some spooky stuff happened in 2000.
Yes.
you know, just personally, it was a spooky year for me, so let's hope that comes back again.
Yes.
Absolutely. Nice to Meet You is the first single from an upcoming album or EP?
That's a great question. Not that it was a question, but I don't know yet, to be honest. It'll be an EP, first of all, and then, I don't know, maybe I'll just release 7 EPs back to back, or maybe a quadruple album.
Perhaps.
I'm just feeling open. I feel like making music in 2019 is an interesting place.
Yes. Have you called Lizzo lately?
You know what? She doesn't answer my calls.
Wow.
I try.
You're getting big time now that she's...
Look, she's got a number one hit.
I know. But long before then, you know, she was making tracks with the Griswolds.
We have a song together that I'm still so damn proud of.
Yeah, I love that song still.
It's such a special track. And she was incredible to work with. Like, far out. Like, she came in 10 minutes, she nailed that and sung her bit and kind of laughed it off and walked out. And we were like, wow, she's going to be an absolute superstar.
And you weren't wrong about that.
And we were friends with her before. We'd met her at a festival and she seemed rad.
Yeah.
And we hung out. And it just worked.
Like, okay.
Like, let's get that person we met.
One of our friends was trying to date her at the time, too.
Okay.
That's very true.
He failed.
Miserably.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Now he failed. Probably songs about him.
Yeah. He's the drummer of a band that rhymes with the Pogleys.
Under the bus. There he is.
Oh, right. Literally just threw Andy under the bus.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I love it.
They get to play with Lainey and Bill Nye and DJ Snoop.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's a little festival.
Snoop DeLoop is in town.
Yeah, Snoop, Bill Nye, Edward Norton.
Serious?
We're all in, at
I mean,
the
this
Palace
is incredible.
Of Fine Arts tonight.
Adrian Grenier. I love that guy. I watched like Entourage like 7 times through the entire season. I love that man.
Yeah, I still think that's the reason you moved to LA.
You watch the show, it's like then you become Aquaman and everything is fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's been a pleasure having you guys back, and I'm curious because you know you do have Australian in your blood. We just had an Australian brewery open up here in San Francisco.
Okay.
If you are getting involved in the area where there's a Giants game at Oracle Park tonight and then Elton John at Chase Center, right between where those things are is this Little Creatures.
Are you kidding?
Little Creatures opened up here. It's a big brewery.
Oh my God.
So
it's one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, I've never had it, but it just opened weeks ago.
This is going to blow your mind. Little Creatures is a personal favorite of mine from Fremantle in Perth, Western Australia. It's a fantastic beer.
Chris talks about it a lot. You've made his month.
I love the Creatures. I can't believe that there's a brewery opening
here. All we have experience with mostly with Australian beer here is Foster's.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Like, that's not even an Australian.
You go to Outback Steakhouse and you get a Foster's.
I'm going
to
ruin your day. It's a UK beer and not one single Australian drinks it.
It's like Budweiser here.
Yeah, kind of. I couldn't find Foster's in one pub in Australia.
Really?
I've never drunk it in my life. Yeah, no, I love beer.
Yeah.
That's not my goal. But Little Creatures, the spot is beautiful in Mission Bay. It's not that far from here. The traffic would be terrible, but great. It's here.
Get down there. Best beer ever.
They opened one in Singapore, London, and now San Francisco.
Wow.
So
good. Perfect place for it. I feel like the San Franciscanites will appreciate a fantastic beer.
Good. I was like curious. I'm like, is Little Creatures, is it a big thing in Australia? Do people know about it? I'm glad there's some passion.
Passion. Oh, yeah. Pure passion, right?
If you're listening, they didn't sponsor this at all, but shout out to they should, Little though. Creatures.
We've probably put their kids through college.
Yeah.
From writers and parties all the time.
Mm-mm.
Little Creatures, we love you.
We love
you. It's been fantastic having you guys here. Mate. Can't wait to come back and play an official show. Whether it's on a tour with someone or a headliner, last time you did Rickshaw Stop yourselves,
love
that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have the Griswolds back.
Mate, thank
nice
you for
to
having
meet
us.
It's a wonderful song, and we're all looking forward to hearing more.
Woo!
So give it to us.
Thank you. You could say the Griswolds are back from vacation.
Get out of here.
I apologize.
Get him out of here. Who invited him?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.